Okay, let's get right to this. I just put this Twitter out, at Chad Hartman Show. I've been thinking about this for a while. I'll read my tweet, and I want you to react. I've been clear the last 24 hours that Joe Biden will not be the nominee, just a matter of when. So if he is stepping away from the race due to his cognitive challenges, I believe he should also step down as president. Do you agree? Discussing right now at WCCO Radio. Anybody's listened to me knows this isn't, I've never agreed with Joe Biden politically, so I just want him out. Again, I would prefer a number of other candidates than the two choices we have. If I felt like I only could vote for the I'll put it this way. If I felt like I could only vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump, I would feel like I'm in more of a difficult position, Dave. I don't accept, I've established this many times, I don't accept that premise. I also accept the premise that the people surrounding Joe Biden, I trust them immensely more than I trust the people surrounding Donald Trump. If Joe Biden, if he wasn't facing the acuity and cognitive challenges when it's discussion of following the Constitution and following democracy and following decency, there's no comparison. Now, Joe Biden as a senator, especially, no, let me just say this, as a senator, he's much more of a centrist than he has been when he's been pulled somewhat to the left as president. But on this show, for how long have I been saying? You tell me, Dave, year and a half, where I just don't think he's up to the job. It's going to happen, boys and girls. It is everywhere from Pelosi meeting with him, Schumer meeting with him, Jeffries meeting with him, Obama telling allies that he can't win. Now COVID. And on the COVID part of it, we're going to talk to Michael Ostrom at 2:35. But if you're telling me, Dave Harrigan, that, and Axios is reporting it might happen as soon as this weekend, and they have very good reporters there. So if you're telling me, due to his lack of intellectual sharpness, that he has to step away from the race, and then you watch how they hide him, how he struggles. This interview just the other day, he cannot remember Lloyd Austin, the black man, as Secretary of Defense. Now, I get it. Listen to me over 3 hours. Listen to anybody over 3 hours. You will make mistakes. So I'm not asking for perfection, but I'm asking for us to be honest. And you're allowed to have any opinion. And again, I'm just giving you my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. I don't think I'm the final say. I just think I'm giving my opinion as a talk show. I don't trust Donald Trump as president in any way. I don't. I think there are plenty of his Republican policies where I don't curl and go to the fetal position. I think there is a level of overregulation in this country. There is a level of, let's just go one note on taxes. But he wakes up every day thinking, how can this day benefit me? Now, maybe he's going to change. And we're going to get to that later when Susie joins us on what should Donald Trump say. But if you're telling me this man, who when he says all the time, watch me. He says, watch me. We're watching you, Joe. And it's sad. It is painful. So explain to me how he can say, if we're telling the truth, he's going to drop out because people are telling him he can't win because we don't think you have the intellectual capability of doing the job, then why should he be the president for the next 6 months?
He's not going to say he doesn't have the intellectual capability. From everything we've heard out of him, out of his family, they certainly believe he does. I think if he drops out, he's going to say it's because polling numbers and because that's what people believe. But I don't think he would admit it.
But we're telling the truth there. The public is telling, let me phrase it this way, our version of our truth. I mean, again, two-thirds of Democrats, not two-thirds of the public, two-thirds of Democrats, nearly.
Nearly.
Okay, nearly. Can't do it. Nearly 70% doesn't have the sharpness. So if the point is you don't have the sharpness to be the president going forward and you're struggling so mightily now, why does he have the capability of doing the job now? You tell me. Explain that one to me.
I can't because I agree with you. I think he's clearly the mental acuity has gone down. And I would prefer somebody who's seemingly much more with it to be the president of the United States. I agree with you. But I don't think he agrees with either of us. I don't think his family agrees. And they might be...
Well, they don't. You're right.
Well, I'm not positive that they don't. They may publicly not. Privately, they might say, you know what? There has been some slippage, but there's no way we're going to say that. We're not going to undermine the president of the United States by saying he's lost it mentally.
Yeah. If, and it's not easy. In our lives, whether it involves ourselves or people extraordinarily close to us, to admit failure, to admit slippage, to admit some things you normally could do so easy and you can't do them anymore.
Yeah, and it's frustrating, and you're usually the last person to admit it.
A lot of people are. The majority are. And he has faced a life filled with tragedies. Doesn't mean he hasn't had other great moments. For sure he has. He's the president. He's the bleeping president of the United States. But a wife, a son, another son dead, watching his son face a significant drug addiction, watching his son going through a court case. Again, a court case where his actions put himself in that position. But it's not easy as a dad. To me, it's just simple. If this is really happening, and it is, because enough people in politics, in those of us who can listen to him and see him, know that the slippage is dramatic. And it is. And it's not getting better. The debate was 3 weeks ago today. Had moments in the NATO press conference. Had the Detroit speech, but he's had so many other moments where he struggled mightily. So if he can't be the candidate, why should he still be the president? Explain that to me. 651-461-9226. Once again, 651-461-9226. 21 past the hour one. Susie Jones is going to join us from Milwaukee, 2 o'clock, 2:05. Since the president has COVID, we thought we would check in with Dr. Michael Ostrom on where we are at with COVID. I'm raising the question right now. When it seems like fait accompli, right? And again, I have bounced on this issue. I will fully admit, I'd love to say on this part of the conversation that I've been right on and I've never moved. This is about Biden, stay the nominee, move away. And on Sunday, when the world was still reverberating from the attempted murder of Donald Trump, I went with the masses, including the conversation with Adam, that this will end the Biden replacement talk because it's hard to have that conversation now, considering what just happened to the former president, his opponent. Well, then Joe was a disaster with Lester Holt. And he had Pelosi and Schumer and Jeffries meet with them and to some level say, you can't win and you're dragging down the down-ballot races, the Senate races, the governor races, the congressional races, the mayor races, the council races, because of you. Another couple interviews, just bad. You're going to see more and more people. You just are. So my question is, and I want to get to your calls and texts here. If, and I think it's going to be soon. I really do. If Joe Biden is going to say, I'm not running for re-election, and we know the real reason is because valid, some callous, with some sincere, and plenty with intellectual gravity behind him, the idea that he can't do the job, that age has taken over, and it takes over at all different ages for people. So if he's going to step away from the race, why shouldn't he step away from the president? You can also make an argument too, Dave. If he's going to say, and my vice president, I believe, should be the next president of the United States, you can make the next president right now. Give her, speaking of gravitas, allow her to campaign this summer as President Harris against former President Trump? Does that give her any better chance, do you think?
Well,
with any independents. You're not going to get any MAGA folks. You're not going to get any liberals who most of them are already going to vote for. Does that give her any better chance? I don't know if it does.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so, because whether she's president or vice president, if she's the one leading the ticket for November, she's going to be out there and people are going to get to know her very quick if they don't already.
I would, by the way, much rather have an open convention, but I think that is highly, highly unlikely. If this happens, it's much more likely that it is Kamala Harris. Okay, let's get to a lot of your texts and phone calls. 651-461-9226. Jane, thanks for listening. You're on WCCO.
Well, hi, Chad. I care for someone with Lewy body dementia. And so cognitive issues have been our thing for like the last 23 years or so.
Sure, that's hard.
And some of the hallmarks of cognitive decline are their poor decision-making skills, their inability to find their words. You can't reason with them because they don't compute reason. And then their inability to see danger. I think this is so sad because they're trying to reason with or talk to Joe Biden as if he had his normal faculties, and he does not. And those cognitive issues, as he's declining, are making this even more sad because these things don't occur overnight.
No, they've been going on for a while. And thank you, Jane. Appreciate the call. They've been going on for a while, and too many people have stuck their head in the sand, and this show has not been one of them in that area, if you've been paying attention. Karen has called in. Karen, you're on CCU.
Hi, Chad. I feel that Biden should step aside, of course, and they should select a new candidate outside Kamala Harris. But on the note of whether he should stay in office, whether he wins or whether he or if he loses, which looks likely if he stays in, he's a lame duck president anyway. Let him, you know, let him retire with dignity. That's how I feel. I also want to say I love your show and I think you're awesome.
Karen, very, very kind. I really appreciate that. The dignity and decency of this, Dave, that is a question, right? Because most Democrats who know Joe Biden at the highest levels of government, they believe he's a top quality human being. I get that.
Even Republicans have said it.
Oh, I mean, Lindsey Graham,
yes.
The audio, Could you find that? How quick could you find that?
They can get that.
Yeah. We'll play you Lindsey Graham's audio. This is, I think this is maybe 15, 16, near the end of the Obama presidency. And I get that there are people listening right now are like, you're wrong. No, it's a corruption family. That he's been the head of it. He's the big guy. I don't see any proof of that so far. I know the Hunter was grifting on his name. We also can show some compassion for an addiction. That doesn't save him from breaking the law, though. That does not. But here's Lindsey Graham years ago about Joe Biden, a view that was shared by a lot of Republicans who, by the way, didn't agree with him on a lot of issues, but felt this way about him as a human.
If you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, then it's probably you got a problem. You need to do some self-evaluation. Because what's not to like? He's the nicest person I think I've ever met in politics. He is as good a man as God ever created.
That's some pretty strong stuff, right? And so if he would do this, because I'm saying if you're saying you're not capable of the job in January, why should we believe you're the capable of the job in July? I just think it's a valid question. But is that just such an ignominious way to walk away? And maybe it is, but the leader of the free world has to be able to make every single difficult decision. And if you're telling me in 6 months, I can't do it, why should we believe you can do it now?
Is the reason for him to stay on, even if he were to say, I'm not going to run, just for the benefit of his party? Obviously, it would add more turmoil to a situation within the Democratic Party that's already...
Does it? Does it automatically?
I think
it's a fair question.
I think it does, because then you admit, if you're saying, I'm going to step down because I just can't handle the job mentally, then you admit that a party has been propping up the president of the United States for how many months and years?
I think they have been. You know I've been saying this for a while.
I'm not going to argue, but yeah. If you're going to admit it to the country that...
Could you attempt to say, because you're making really good points here.
Naturally.
Could you, let's not go that far. I mean, I'm kind of blown away by it, to be honest. Could you say in your explanation that my health has deteriorated recently? Throw the smoke screen out to
you
us.
You can say that. The public isn't going to buy it.
I'm not going to buy it. So...
I think if you step down, you just have to say, look, I see what the poll numbers are. I see how the public is viewing me. And I think it's more important for the benefit of the country to defeat Donald Trump. And it's clear America is telling me I'm not the one to do it right now.
But why are they telling us?
You don't acknowledge them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm serious. You don't acknowledge
them. Yeah, right. Well, that's about as believable as Tom Emmer telling Susie yesterday, Project 2025, I've never heard of it.
Not familiar.
Not media creation. Even though they all go and kiss the butt of the Heritage Foundation. All right, let's stay with this because this is a meaty topic. I also want to play a soundbite from Franklin Graham, which I found gross. You may see it differently. But if you're just tuning in, I'm raising the argument that it just looks overwhelmingly inevitable. The polls are crushing him. The swing states are crushing him. Schumer, Pelosi, and Jeffries, the three biggest leaders, Congress, all going to him. Obama, according to the Washington Post, telling allies his path of viability is very, very small. And they know, Obama and the two Clintons know, it might backpedal if they go public. So this is talking to a couple inside Politicos in the last 24 hours, too, where, I mean, they just, when I said to both these individuals, looks like it's a done deal, quickly, both independently, not knowing that the other person said, oh, yeah, we all know it's a done deal. It's just a matter of when. What do you want to say? Want more phone calls? That'd be great. Lots of texts coming in. 651-461-9226. All right, let's go back to your text. We'll play the Franklin Graham audio before this hour is done. This has happened before. Ronald Reagan was definitely impaired in his last term, relied heavily upon his wife, leaned on a California psychic. Wait, is that how the California psychics first started? Yeah, Nancy was big into the, it was astrology too.
I think so.
Yeah. And I think it was both, right? Wasn't a psychic and astrologer?
Astrology rings a bell. I don't know about the psychics.
Right.
But probably, if they're California folks, they got to be into the California psychics.
Ronald Reagan was slipping dramatically at the end. There's no doubt about it. And obviously, it didn't become an election situation because he was done. He could not run anymore. More of your text, stylesfinancial.com, talk and text line, 651-461-9226. If you just joined us, I'm raising the idea that if Joe Biden is going to step down, if it's inevitable, and I think it is, and I think it's going to happen fairly soon, then why should he continue as president? There's 6 months to go. Who knows what can happen the next 6 months? If you're telling me that the reality is the public is telling you you don't have the sharpness, people close to you are telling you you don't have the sharpness, then I don't see how you stay as president, as difficult as that is. I'm a Republican reading your text here. Want Trump to win. I'll tell you the only chance the Democrats have, Biden needs to resign his position as president immediately due to doctor's orders and then transfer the power to take the place the vice president. The world changes so fast, Dave. National polling is still very close. Swing state polling is not that close. Things could change. They will change to some level. He's not going to get sharper and better more often. He'll have his good days. He does. But the bad days are getting more and more. 0 to 10, how likely do you believe it is, if it stays Biden-Trump and it's continuing in this direction, that Joe Biden wins the election? 0, there's no chance he wins. 10, we both agree, if it was today, it's a landslide for Donald Trump. That's what I believe. If it was today, he'd win over 300 votes, electoral votes. How convinced are you that 0 to 10, Joe Biden will win the election? Not today, but just will win the election.
3.82%.
Thank you.
Wait, not a percent. Sorry, that was 0 to 10.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I'm a 2.5, just because who knows what could happen with Donald.
Yep.
Who knows what could happen with the world? Maybe we have some unbelievable attack, and the way Biden responds to it, it's viewed very, very favorably by independents.
When I used to feel regarding the independent vote that enough people would get themselves into the into the ballot room, and they'd be holding their little pencil or doing whatever they got to do before they fill in that circle, punch out their Chad.
Thank you.
And say,
a lot of people recently have wanted to punch me out.
And say, you know, when they finally got to that point, say, you know, I just can't vote for Donald Trump. I can't vote for 4 more years of the wackiness, of the craziness.
Chaos bought every day.
Yes. And how many of them now are going to look at that ballot, and if they see Biden and they see Trump, are now going to say, I just can't vote for Joe Biden with where he's at mentally?
Yeah. I think plenty. I'm not sure they're all going to Donald, but I think there's more and more people like me are going to vote either someone for symbolic reasons, or for me, I just vote for somebody who ran in the race. Chad, it's like my dad having to take away my mom's car keys when she had gotten worse with dementia. She was lost for hours. He should have taken them away a year before, but I think he could just not admit himself that she was really bad. That's hard. Incredibly hard.
Excruciating for everybody.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I've told you the CCO radio story many times about, you know, I won't repeat it, but calling Mick and all that. But the keys, same thing. My father was driving. You know, he ended up getting in an accident. right before his 90th birthday celebration. And I think it was, I talked to him repeatedly about it. My father was a horrible driver his entire life. Terrible. Terrible. I think I'm pretty good. I mean, you think you're an amazing driver.
I'm phenomenal.
Maybe I just think I'm pretty good because I was in the car with my father so much. I did not let my father drive me in my, I don't think any time after I was in my early 20s.
He was a very patient driver.
Oh, very patient. Very patient. Weaved and then would call, hey, you farmer! It was his move.
Farmer.
Farmer. It's his move. The farmer. Might have been another F word right in front of it. You know? But yeah, I threatened him with the grandkids. Because that's about the only way it works with my father, to be honest. Sadly, I said, okay, take a good look. You're not going to see him with me. Well, I'll just go to Kathleen's. I go, she's going to listen to me more on this one. She's definitely softer, but she doesn't want you driving either. And so many people face it. So we're talking about taking the keys away from the leader of the free world.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal. More of your text. Biden should just stay president and say, I'm going to accomplish my objectives in the last 100 days. Tell Congress get immigration done, war settled, or we'll do things by executive order. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. They mangled, screwed up, were late to immigration. This recent executive order has been helpful. Data shows it. Why now? There were political reasons why. And yeah, I get it for sure. Immigration is hard. It's not as simple as Republicans make it. Trump sabotaged the Lankford plan. By the way, Lankford, the most conservative senator, but late. The wars, by the way, there's 0.0% proof that Hamas wouldn't have attacked Israel if Donald Trump was president. So get out of here with that one. You want to play the Ukraine-Russia situation?
You end that one in 24 hours. Get them together.
That's what he says. That's what he said. Announce it today. It'll just, you know what? Call Zelensky and Putin and get it done. If he does in 24 hours, he's going to get a lot of independence.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. Trump blackmailed Zelensky for information on Joe. By the way, the idea that Joe was getting the prosecutor out because he was after Hunter Biden is such a colossal lie and people fall for it. They were going after him because he was too soft on criminals. And Donald bended the knee to Vlad. We all know that. And when the sanctions happened because Congress passed them and he signed off on them the last day. That doesn't mean Biden doesn't have issues. Immigration, horrible. Afghanistan, horrible. His disconnect on the economy is also enormous. Inflation was unavoidable, okay? To this level is debatable, but their inability to convince the public that it's getting better is another colossal failure. Why, Dave? Because we go about our everyday lives and we still see parts of inflation which affect us and we don't care about these other indications if it isn't directly affecting us. Plenty of people are seeing the benefit of the economy. You know who's seen plenty of benefits to the economy? Trump voters. The higher end with money in the market has. All right, let's go back to your text. We'll play the Franklin Graham audio before this hour is done. This has happened before. Ronald Reagan was definitely impaired in his last term, relied heavily upon his wife, leaned on a California psychic. Wait, is that how the California psychics first started? Yeah, Nancy was big into the, it was astrology, too.
I think so.
Yeah. And I think it was both, right? Wasn't a psychic and astrologer?
Astrology rings a bell. I don't know about the psychics.
Right.
Probably, if they're California folks, they got to be into the California psychics.
Ronald Reagan was slipping dramatically at the end. There's no doubt about it. And obviously, it didn't become an election situation because he'd He was done. He could not run anymore. More your text, stylesfinancial.com, talk and text line, 651-461-9226. If you just joined us, I'm raising the idea that if Joe Biden is going to step down, if it's inevitable, and I think it is, and I think it's going to happen fairly soon, then why should he continue as president? There's 6 months to go. Who knows what can happen the next 6 months? If you're telling me that the reality is the public is telling you you don't have the sharpness, people close to you are telling you don't have the sharpness, then I don't see how you stay as president, as difficult as that is. I'm a Republican reading your text here. Want Trump to win. I'll tell you the only chance the Democrats have, Biden needs to resign his position as president immediately due to doctor's orders and then transfer the power to take the place the vice president. The world changes so fast, Dave. National polling is still very close. Swing state polling is not that close. Things could change. They will change to some level. He's not going to get sharper and better more often. He'll have his good days. He does. But the bad days are getting more and more. 0 to 10, how likely do you believe it is, if it stays Biden-Trump and it's continuing in this direction, that Joe Biden wins the election? 0, there's no chance he wins. 10, we both agree, if it was today, it's a landslide for Donald Trump. That's what I believe. If it was today, he'd win over 300 votes, electoral votes. How convinced are you that 0 to 10, Joe Biden will win the election? Not today, but just will win the election.
3.82%.
Thank you.
Wait, not a percent. Sorry, that was 0 to 10.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I'm a 2.5, just because who knows what could happen with Donald.
Yep.
Who knows what could happen with the world? Maybe we have some unbelievable attack, and the way Biden responds to it, it's viewed very, very favorably by independents.
When I used to feel regarding the independent vote that enough people would get themselves into the ballot room, and they'd be holding their little pencil or doing whatever they got to do before they fill in that circle, punch out their Chad.
Thank you.
And say,
a lot of people recently have wanted to punch me out.
And say, you know, when they finally got to that point, say, you know, I just can't vote for Donald Trump. I can't vote for 4 more years of the wackiness, of the craziness.
Chaos bought every day.
Yes. And how many of them now are going to look at that ballot, and if they see Biden and they see Trump, are now going to say, I just can't vote for Joe Biden with where he's at mentally?
Yeah. I think plenty. I'm not sure they're all going to Donald, but I think there's more people like me are going to vote either someone for symbolic reasons, or for me, I just vote for somebody who ran in the race. Chad, it's like my dad having to take away my mom's car keys when she had gotten worse with dementia. She was lost for hours. He should have taken them away a year before, but I think he could just not admit himself that she was really bad. That's hard. Incredibly hard.
Excruciating for everybody.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I've told you the CCO radio story many times about, you know, I won't repeat it, but calling Mick and all that. But the keys, same thing. My father was driving. You know, he ended up getting in an accident right before his 90th birthday celebration. And I think it was, I talked to him repeatedly about it. My father was a horrible driver his entire life. Terrible. Terrible. I think I'm pretty good. I mean, you think you're an amazing driver.
I'm phenomenal.
Maybe I just think I'm pretty good because I was in the car with my father so much. I did not let my father drive me in my, I don't think any time after I was in my early 20s.
Did ever. He was a very patient driver.
Oh, very patient. Very patient. Weaved and then would call, hey, you farmer. It was his move.
Farmer.
Farmer. It's his move. The farmer. Might have been another F word right in front of it, you know. But, yeah, I threatened him with the grandkids because that's about the only way it works with my father, to be honest. Sadly, I said, okay, take a good look. You're not going to see him with me. Well, I'll just go to Kathleen's. I go, she's going to listen to me more on this one. She's definitely softer, but she doesn't want you driving either. And so many people face it. So we're talking about taking the keys away from the leader of the free world.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal. More of your text. Biden should just stay president and say, I'm going to accomplish my objectives in the last 100 days. Tell Congress get immigration done, war settled, or we'll do things by executive order. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. They mangled, screwed up, were late to immigration. This recent executive order has been helpful. Data shows it. Why now? There were political reasons why. And yeah, I get it for sure. Immigration is hard. It's not as simple as Republicans make it. Trump sabotaged the Lankford plan. By the way, Lankford, the most conservative senator, but late. The wars, by the way, there's 0.0% proof that Hamas wouldn't have attacked Israel if Donald Trump was president. So get out of here with that one. You want to play the Ukraine-Russia situation?
You can end that one in 24 hours. Get them together.
That's what he says. That's what he said. Announce it today. It'll just, you know what? Call Zelensky and Putin and get it done. If he does in 24 hours, he's going to get a lot of independence.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. Trump blackmailed Zelensky for information on Joe. By the way, the idea that Joe was getting the prosecutor out because he was after Hunter Biden is such a colossal lie, and people fall for it. They were going after him because he was too soft on criminals. And Donald bended the knee to Vlad. We all know that. And when the sanctions happened because Congress passed them and he signed off on them the last day. That doesn't mean Biden doesn't have issues. Immigration, horrible. Afghanistan, horrible. His disconnect on the economy is also enormous. Inflation was unavoidable, okay? To this level is debatable. But their inability to convince the public that it's getting better is another colossal failure. Why, Dave? Because we go about our everyday lives and we still see parts of inflation which affect us, and we don't care about these other indications if it isn't directly affecting us. Plenty of people are seeing the benefit of the economy. You know who's seeing plenty of benefits to the economy? Trump voters. The higher end with money in the market has absolutely kicked butt the last few years. I'll give you another nonsense one where I heard Doug Burgum last night. Energy independence. We're producing more oil right now than we ever have in the history of our country. More than Donald Trump. Those are just facts. All right. A few more texts, and then I'll play this let's just play it even right now. We'll play Franklin Graham a couple times. This is within half hour after the news is broken that Joe Biden, President of the United States, and also an 81-year-old man, has COVID. And here's Franklin Graham, a man of the cloth.
The Reverend. Franklin Graham.
Here's what he had to say.
President Biden just tested positive for COVID. He can't catch a break.
Well, I'm sure he's had the vaccine.
Yeah. I think that's a jackass response myself. You may disagree. Chime in on that one. 651-461-9226. Let's go to Molly right back to the phone calls. Molly, thanks for your patience. I appreciate it. Go ahead. You're on with us here on CCO.
Okay. Good afternoon. Chad, I've really enjoyed listening to your program.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
But as a leader, I can tell you the one thing that has gone with me my whole life is united we stand and divided we fall. And this whole thing, speculation about his health and his all this other stuff, is ridiculous. The goal is We want to keep progressing. This president has done more for this country than any other president. I've lived through a lot of them. But what I'm telling you is he gets no credit for that. And it doesn't seem to me that an intelligent individual wouldn't recognize the fact that no president, not any, does the job by themselves.
Well, I respect your views. I don't think he's done more than any other president. I think that's, to me, dramatic hyperbole. I think he has accomplished a lot, but he's also had major issues take place. And I think we have, for me, Molly, we have to be realistic on what is happening to his health. This isn't just our father, our mother, our aunt. This is the leader of the free world. And I just don't think his acuity is strong enough to handle that job. And I felt that for year and a half, and I've been saying it on the station. I have not been one who's been, you know, looking the other way. And I've received a ton of criticism from Democrats on it. And it's part of the job. It's just honestly how I feel. And people are allowed to disagree with me.
Oh, I agree with so many of your points. But none of us are in control, really, of our longevity or any of those things. But experience matters.
Not over if you're deteriorating too much, in my view. Thank you, Molly. Appreciate it. Play the Franklin Graham audio. This is with Greta. This is... She had a series of individuals supporting the president. Franklin Graham, the Reverend, is an outspoken supporter of Donald Trump. Fine. He can be. No problem. But to me, this is too short, too callous. Go ahead.
President Biden just tested positive for COVID. He can't catch a break.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he's had the vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's had the vaccine. I don't think it's that tough, Dave Harrigan. And we're going to have to go 1 minute longer here. What a shock. I don't think that's tough for a reverend to say, I'm sure he's had the vaccine. I may not agree with him. In fact, I don't agree with him. That's why I'm here supporting Donald Trump. But he is the president, and I wish his health only the best. I think it was way too dismissive for me. You didn't think it was that much of a problem.
Yeah, and I don't know much at all about Reverend Graham, but to me, I saw it, you know, I saw people complaining about it and said, you know, he may have just meant it genuinely. Well, I'm sure he's had the vaccine, so hopefully his.
You wouldn't want somebody who's a reverend to expand a little bit more than a 4 second. Well, I'm sure he's had the vaccine.
He could have, but. I think it's a jump to absolutely kill him for it and say that was a dismissive comment. That was mocking, you know, mocking the vaccine, mocking anybody who believes in the vaccine. May have been.
What am I doing right now?
You're hopping. You're jumping.
I'm jumping. Yeah, I'm jumping to it. I thought it was clear cut.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You're a talk show host. What you're paid to do.
To jump? What do you think about jumping there? Well, it wasn't
much. It was not good. That was... Slide a sheet of paper under you.
I got a bad back going right now. It's all breaking.
We're all really, really feeling bad.
Yeah, I know. Right now it's time to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Arva Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. Jump frequently during this break. Let's go to Molly right back to the phone calls. Molly, thanks for your patience. I appreciate it. Go ahead. You're on with us here on CCO.
Okay. Good afternoon. Chad, I've really enjoyed listening to your program.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
But as a leader, I can tell you the one thing that has gone with me my whole life is united we stand and divided we fall. And this whole thing, speculation about his health and his all this other stuff, is ridiculous. The goal is we want to keep progressing. This president has done more for this country than any other president. I've lived through a lot of them. But what I'm telling you is he gets no credit for that. And it doesn't seem to me that an intelligent individual wouldn't recognize the fact that no president, not any, does the job by themselves.
Well, I respect your views. I don't think he's done more than any other president. I think that's, to me, dramatic hyperbole. I think he has accomplished a lot, but he's also had major issues take place. And I think we have, for me, Molly, we have to be realistic on what is happening to his health. This isn't just our father, our mother, our aunt. This is the leader of the free world. And I just don't think his acuity is strong enough to handle that job. And I felt that for year and a half, and I've been saying it on the station. I have not been one who's been, you know, looking the other way. And I've received a ton of criticism from Democrats on it. And it's part of the job. It's just honestly how I feel. And people are allowed to disagree with me.
Oh, I totally agree with so many of your points. But none of us are in control, really, of our longevity or any of those things. But experience matters.
Not over if you're deteriorating too much, in my view. Thank you, Molly. Appreciate it. Play the Franklin Graham audio. This is with Greta. This is... She had a series of individuals supporting the president. Franklin Graham, the Reverend, is an outspoken supporter of Donald Trump. Fine. He can be. No problem. But to me, this is too short, too callous. Go ahead.
President Biden just tested positive for COVID. He can't catch a break.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he's had the vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's had the vaccine. I don't think it's that tough, Dave Harrigan. And we're going to have to go 1 minute longer here. What a shock. I don't think that's tough for a reverend to say, I'm sure he's had the vaccine. I may not agree with him. In fact, I don't agree with him. That's why I'm here supporting Donald Trump. But he is the president, and I wish his health only the best. I think it was way too dismissive for me. You didn't think it was that much of a problem.
Yeah, and I don't know much at all about Reverend Graham, but to me, I saw it, you know, I saw people complaining about it and said, you know, he may have just meant it genuinely. Well, I'm sure he's had the vaccine, so hopefully his
symptoms. You wouldn't want will be somebody mild. Who's a reverend to expand a little bit more than a 4 second. Well, I'm sure he's had the vaccine.
He could have, but I think it's a jump to absolutely kill him for it and say that was a dismissive comment. That was mocking, you know, mocking the vaccine, mocking anybody who believes in the vaccine. May have been.
What am I doing right now?
You're hopping. You're jumping.
I'm jumping. Yeah, I'm jumping to it. I thought it was clear cut.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You're a talk show host. What you're paid to do.
To jump? What do you think about jumping there? Well, it wasn't much.
It was not good. That was... Slide a sheet of paper under you.
I got a bad back going right now. It's all breaking.
We're all really, really feeling bad.
Yeah, I know. Right now it's time to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Arvin Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. Jump frequently during this break.